You're listening to The TP Cast,
the official podcast of Thomas Productions, Inc.
Here we discuss all of our latest videos, as well as other topics such as movies, Halo news, machinima, and so much more. So fasten your seatbelts, cause it's time for The TP Cast. And now, here are your very gracious hosts, Lane, Kevin, and Kyle. And welcome to the 57th episode of the TP Cast. I'm Lane.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle. What's going on?
Hey, it's been a month, more than a month, since we've last done a podcast.
Yay.
Much for doing them regularly. Anyway, it's about time. Got some... No
juicy tidbits.
New stuff going on here.
Juicy tidbits.
We've started our new kind of random series called Random Sauce. It's basically each episode is like a random clip that is less than a minute long, usually. Sometimes longer though. I think the next one that comes out is gonna be my favorite. It's longer than a minute. Yeah. Alright, so let's see. What shall we talk about?
Game event?
Oh yes, we had a TP community game event on Bungie Day, where fans got to play custom games with us. That went very well.
The maps that we used were a mix of maps exclusive to the game event, and some were like maps that we had used for Marlin.
Which were modified.
Modified for like Slayer and whatnot, but still. We did Infection on Marlin's house, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
My favorite map that we did was that one that used to take forever to make.
Oh, yeah, like the one with, like, the
spiral thing in the middle of the ramps.
Yeah, that one took a really long time. And then there was one that I was gonna play, but I forgot about. I'm kind of glad that I did, because I don't think it would have worked, because it's more of, like, a smaller map for, like, maybe 8 to 10 players. And we had, you know, 16 close to the whole time. So, a lot of the maps were a little crowded, but, it still was really fun. So, we're definitely going to do that again sometime before the summer is over.
Yesterday, we made a really cool map for the next game event. Another game event exclusive map.
Yeah. Alright. Also, we released the Marlin the Elite CD that I've been talking about for a while, it's out now. It came out on Bungie Day as well. It's called The Essential Marlin, Volume 1.
I finally added a section to the Marlin wiki page about that today, 2 hours ago.
Nice. So it contains all original music from the series, composed by me.
Over 40 minutes of music, you guys.
And an outtake.
One of them
an exclusive outtake.
Won't find it anywhere else. All and, we got the Lead Scout theme song that we all did together.
Mm-hmm. And then it has, I put up some samples on our YouTube page, so you can check those out. My favorite, of course, of I think pretty much the whole album is Present for Grandma.
Mine too.
Which is, you know, a sample up on YouTube. So go check that out. It's... I like it a lot.
One of them, I think, is called Marlin Blues. You haven't used that one, have you?
No. No, some of them have never been heard before. So,
music just for the CD, I guess. Yeah. How long does it take to make a song, usually?
Depends. Some songs I can do, like, in one sitting of, you know, a few hours. Some are, you know, longer. Like, when I first started out... I just had, you know, GarageBand and not the orchestra jam pack. So it was a lot you know, more limited on what I could do.
Where do you get the Orchestra Jam Pack?
It's like you can buy it, you know, on Apple Store and online and stuff. It's kind of expensive. It's $100, but right. I put it on my Christmas list.
That's how you get everything you want. Christmas. Christmas. You don't have to pay for anything.
Really cloudy outside. It was sprinkling.
I walked outside and I got a drop of water on my arm.
Amazing. Alright, what else do we have here? You'll wanna follow us on Twitter. I just wanna put that out since we're, you know.
This just happened then.
Yeah. You got a text. As usual.
Guess what? Go outside, it's raining. That's what the text was. Seriously. Right when we started talking about it.
It was meant to be. Okay. So,
I know. I'm... And then an exclamation mark. I spelled no wrong. N-O.
Have we gotten any messages or emails?
Yes. We did get one email.
Was it the wrong number?
No. It wasn't a voicemail. We don't have any voicemails. Please call in. It's,
We need to put more of those in our episodes.
Yeah. 208-474-2690. Forgot it there for a little bit, but I remembered it.
208... You need to call us. We like to hear you guys. You know.
208-474-2690. Alright, so we did get one email, again. So, said, "Hey, Thomas Productions podcast people. Just writing to tell... you guy to keep up the good work with the podcast, and congratulations on all the new Marlins. You're doing great. Oh, and thanks for giving us all something to do when we're bored. And, even when we're not, and we're meant to be doing something." Huh? Wait. Hey.
No, he said.
And,
"You're doing great. Oh, and thanks for giving us something to do when we're bored. And even when we're not, and we're meant to be doing something. When he's supposed to be doing something else, but he says to watch our videos instead, I guess."
Yeah. Well, good luck, Jethro.
Thank you, Jethro.
Thank you.
Jethro. I think I know who that is.
In the forums.
Yep. Join the forums.
We have a new member.
I think we have, like, 33 people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the one email we got. Please send emails, podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
You know, during the game event, somebody asked me if I had a Twitter, and then I'm like, "That'd be cool, what if I made a Twitter for Lemon Man?" And I thought, no, that is so stupid. I couldn't come up with anything, and I wouldn't even regularly update it or anything.
No, no, if you made a Twitter for Lemon Man, there's this account called, on Twitter called The Fake Chuck Norris, and he just posts, like, these little funny, like, clips that basically, saying how awesome he is. Like, one that I really love was something like, once I thought I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and then I realized I was just in between two mirrors. So, yeah, you could do something like that and just post, like, little quotes that are kind of funny. Yeah.
Or every hour you can do, making lemon cake, making more lemon cake, making more lemon cake. No, I just still think that I wouldn't do that too much. And then, also during the game event, I was thinking, and I told people this, and I even put it on the forums, I said, you should donate your 48-hour live trials to me for, you know, so we can do more gaming events. And I was saying this, I only want 48-hour live trials. I don't want, like, more than that. Just trials for the game nights. And you should, like, email me, or if you're on the forums, PM me, just the codes. Or you can message me on Xbox Live.
Yep. Alright, speaking of Lemon, someone emailed some very cool pictures, fan pictures, that were, I believe, drawn by one of our viewers. Yes. And they're really cool.
Yes.
Totally awesome.
I think the image up there, the logo.
You know what? Yeah. I just had a great idea. We should make a new page on the website titled Fan Art. Put those on there and say submit your fan art to Lemon Man.
That's an excellent idea. Or have maybe like a section in, you know, like the photo gallery that we have. I'm not sure if you've been there. And then have a section for fan art.
That would be hard to get to. People wouldn't know that their fan art is in the photo gallery if it's just photo gallery.
No, it's like
fan art is more.
Yeah. I know. There's a page though that says photos.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think you should make a new page.
Or you could do photos and fan art. Make it just one. Change it from photos to your photo gallery to photos and fan art.
Maybe. It's just easier to add it to the library that's already existing than to make, you know, a brand new page.
I'm just saying change the name of it, too.
I know, but then it might be all long.
Photos and fan art? Or weird? You have Marlon the Elite and Project Backnight. Probably do photos and fan art.
Photos.
I know, but those are key series. Anyway, that's two pictures, one of Marlin and one of Lemon Man, and they're both really cool. Although,
very detailed.
Yeah. I actually prefer the Lemon Man picture. I think it looks really cool.
Yeah. Not quite sure how they got that, because we never had, I can't think of any episodes or pictures of that. So, I don't know. So anyway, I have an interesting story. I told you this before, but not all of it. One time I was on the Bungie forums and I saw this guy. His name was T3H Lemon. So I clicked on him to see maybe if he was a fan of Marlon the Elite. And he was yellow and he had all scout armor. I was like, oh, he must be a fan of Marlon the Elite. So I messaged him and said, do you know who Marlon the Elite? And he messaged me back and said, no, I don't, but that's interesting. We have the same armor type. So I said, oh, that's okay. I was just in a machinima called Marlon the Elite where I play Lemon Man, and he looks like you or whatever. And then he messaged me back and said, cool, I'd like to see the series. Can you post the links here? They're on YouTube. So I did. And then another time, before that, I saw this guy, his name was Master Lemon Man, on the forum. So I looked at him, and he looked like Lemon Man, I think, and I said, are you a fan of Marlon the Elite? And he said, yeah. So then I got him to join the forums, and he joined the forums.
Very cool. I remember one time I was looking on the Bungie forums. I don't usually, because, you know, like in the Grunts R Us ad that we did with the green screen. They're just full of just random
trolls.
Topics.
Trolls.
Yeah. And so, but one post, I saw someone mentioned the number 600 McBillion.
You know.
And I'm thinking, you know, I snapped a screen picture of it,
that
so
can't
we have proof.
Just be,
but
he made it up.
I know.
It
seems like, what are the odds?
Yeah. And,
600 McBillion about it.
People have made topics about Marlon the Elite, too. If you search in forums Marlon the Elite, you can see topics come up. It's like, oh, you've seen this machine on Marlon the Elite on YouTube. It's really funny.
I've seen something on Halopedia. It was like a blog post, and somebody said, what's your favorite episode of Marlon the Elite?
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. Like last year. We are so cool.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so, talk about maybe a little bit of what we're working on next. We have a few.
Are we allowed to say that?
Oh, some
as
stuff.
In the very immediate next future.
The very, very immediate next future? Yeah, like then, right after we're done with the podcast?
Yeah, are we allowed to say that?
Within an hour, we'll be
recording some PBK, Project Black Knight.
We have not forgot about it.
No.
Seems like we have, but we haven't.
I know, because we've been working on Marlin and other stuff. We're not going to abandon the series.
Unless we
I'm determined to finish it.
Yeah.
Well,
We have so many scripts.
Yeah, even if it's, like, cut short for some reason, there will be closure. I guarantee you there will be closure.
We're not going to turn into Digital Fear with his Deus Ex Machina crap.
By the way, I favorited a video. There's this, you know, you guys saw it. There's this one guy who is going to finish Deus Ex Machina because Digital Fear hasn't. And Digital Fear actually, you know, saw the video. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah. So he has a way to do it without recording.
Oh, you know what? He said that he finished the script and now he just has to do it.
Yeah.
I hope it's not that filming the screen. Maybe the capture card or whatever.
Yeah. It seems like he's going to do it right.
Yeah.
He's going to do it justice.
Which, I think... I'm gonna watch
it. Yeah.
I will watch
it. Yeah, I'm gonna watch it too.
You should subscribe to him just for, like, temporarily.
Yeah.
And subscribe when he's done. Or not.
You could just send me the video. let's see. Oh yeah, and Digital Fear, like, I guess is stopping the Arbiter and the Chief.
Yeah, too. He's gonna make one more and then he's done.
Yeah, the last episode.
I'm probably gonna be done with Digital Fear after that.
Yeah.
He's not bringing anything too good. I heard a while ago that he was going to do, like, that Road to Voi. He was going to turn that into a show, but that never happened.
It worked okay as a short, but if you're going to expand on it, it's just not going to be okay.
Not even
in my
okay.
book.
Not even okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Alright, so yeah, we're working on episode 2. We filmed some, not a lot, though. but we
do have a script for it, though.
Yeah, I finished, finally.
It's one of our few scripted things that we do.
I'm touching it right now.
You want to hear a funny story about the script?
Here, I'm going to read you one word.
No,
one word.
Okay.
And the word is.
Is. Okay, so Lane had written the original script. And he wanted me to fix it.
Yeah, because I thought it was retarded.
So I did. I'm the script writer for Project Black Knight, the lead script guy.
I wrote it.
Whatever you said, no. So yeah. I kind of fixed the script. So it's a lot better now.
Would you like to read another word?
Okay. Never.
We are so cool.
And I just...
Okay.
Yeah. That's at the beginning of a sentence.
The first word in a sentence. Never.
I just want to tell you guys that episode 2, just to let you know, there's not going to be as, you know, much action in it as, you
it's
know, episode 1.
It's more of a story episode.
It's kind of like a setup, you know, it's, you know, to push the story forward. Episode 3 is going to have, you know, action.
It's going to be...
If you can get through episode 2, you can...
I say episode 3 and 4, those are going to be really good. Cause,
and... The one that I wrote?
yes. I
purposefully wrote that one to be major awesome.
Episode 3, to me, is going to be one of the best episodes, just because we have this awesome... that we filmed a while ago for it.
Yeah,
that is
it took us...
Amazing.
It's like just one game, and it's like an hour long. So, and that was... We filmed it like a year ago, so... It's gonna be a pain in the butt to go back and film, but, you know... Do it right, it's gonna turn out awesome.
And there were, like... Outtakes that took forever...
We're
like that one shot where we're
trying to do it.
Were
just
there
like
four cars or something, or four warthogs or whatever driving, and that.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, just because you know, there's only three of us filming, and we wanted.
And we have so many characters to work, you know, that we had.
Yeah, so you were over at your house, like Xbox Live.
I remember it was really hard because we needed to have so many people. There were like three or four. Warthogs, and then a separate guy somewhere else, all doing something at the same time.
Yeah, I was in charge of two people at the same time over at our house.
But you had the other two just being dormant, but there, so present. And then we had, you know, all four controllers over here. So it was, that was difficult, but...
turned it. It's gonna turn out really awesome.
Yeah.
It should. If you use the right music too.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's another thing. Because of the stupid YouTube thing, we're probably only gonna post it on Vimeo.
I think. What I imagine. I still want to put it on YouTube just so they can see it on YouTube.
Yeah. What?
Or. No, it's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Every time you post a video on Vimeo, post a video on YouTube saying, "What's the video here?" Mm-hmm. Link in description.
It's probably a good idea. If I post it exclusively on Vimeo, then I will do that on YouTube. But what I've started to do as far as for videos that we know we're going to use other music other than, you know, what we created, I've started to just, you know, look up the songs exactly, you know, on YouTube, and if there's, you know, a significant amount of, you know, the same songs that we're going to use on YouTube, then I know it's okay.
You should try doing that so we can get a few episodes on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing in preparation for Halo 3 Dance TV 3, is, you know, I find a song.
Do you remember the video we watched?
Oh, yeah. That was hilarious. There's this one song that we were thinking about putting, and so we typed it up on YouTube, and it was, like, this video from, like, the 80s and stuff, and this one guy had super shaggy hair.
We'll humongous beard. We're not gonna spoil the song, but yeah. Is that, do you think we should put that in there? And use this
probably.
Same type of blurry effects on it?
The soft focus.
Yeah. You mean the 80s camera that just does it? No, I think it was an effect. And
yeah, there was like a white, you know, kind of border around it, and then it was soft focus.
Barbara Walters focus. I remember it being black and white, but I don't think it was black.
It wasn't black and white. It was just 80s. And then, so we're going to do the same thing, our strategy for PBK. I figured out that I think we're good for the Da Vinci Code soundtrack and the Angels and Demons soundtrack.
Oh! About Halo 3 Dance TV, you can go on the forums and suggest songs. I made a topic for that. You should check that out.
Yeah. And then
we might use it.
And then the Doomsday soundtrack is good, too, I found. And then...
You know what?
The one soundtrack that I was hoping to use that we probably won't now is the Dark Knight soundtrack, because... You know, videos with, you know, that Joker part in it have been taken down. I have no clue why, because, you know, the trailer for PBK, the original announcement trailer, the song is, you know, muted and stuff. But, I think, because we put it in the, you know, the actual episode, and the episode still wasn't taken down. I think it was just a fluke because there were so many sound effects laid over on top of it, that it was kind of hard to...
Catch
the song. So I'm thinking we won't use the Dark Knight soundtrack or Batman.
I think what you said back to Healthy Dance, if you think what you said before was that in episode 2 you did more long drawn out type of scenes that people didn't like too
much. I'm gonna try and go back to short and sweet.
Like this quick, maybe 5 to 10 second clips.
That's what I was thinking, you know, like, the song that you suggested would be good, like, for one of those kind of quick clips, like 5 seconds or something. Or 10 seconds. I'm not sure if we want to try and get the shaggy hair in there somewhere.
No, it just animated it.
I know, but that's harder than it looks. You have to, either have to, you know, draw it by hand or find a picture and then cut out the thing and then make sure it fits properly. It's hard enough to do that mustache on the guy in Dance TV 2. The mustache was actually one of our fake mustaches that we had out with the props, and I put it on a scanner and scanned the image in to the computer.
And
then cut out around it and then put it in.
Wait, what is that on?
It was with the Marlin one, the Beatles, Penny Lane.
Okay.
He was the barber. And the mustache just came on.
I think you should just at least try doing a big, furry beard type thing. Try it. If it doesn't work out, then that's a good try.
Alright. So, yeah, that's what's happening. Time frame for the next PBK episode. Hopefully, you know, summer. That's I think our personal deadline. It's probably gonna be more like 10 minutes. It's not gonna be like the other one where it's
three episodes. Three,
it's
three,
like, or it's like three, 22 minutes or something like that.
I think I'm allowed to say this because we don't have it planned. I really want to do another Detective Awesome.
Yeah. I know you had written a script for it on a cool location, but I don't know. I just kind of wasn't feeling okay. Because we had like, scripted any of the Detective Awesomes before.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking... Maybe you could read the script and we could follow that story. Yeah, because what I did with this script is it's funny and it's a good story and it's a cool location, like you said.
Yeah.
But we don't have to do anything. Like, yeah, I just think we should kind of definitely do that location because that's a really cool place. We've been there, like, a few times and it's definitely awesome for filming. You will see how cool it is.
If we don't go there before we, you know, actually film, you should, like, take some pictures next time you go.
Okay.
I can see. Can I see that free soda's there, too?
They do have free, totally free sodas.
You push a button and you get a soda, whichever one you want. You get cherry Coke.
And we get in for free because it's our aunt's work. And we get...
And there's nobody there on the weekend, so we could have it totally to ourselves.
And the best thing about that whole place is when you're bored, there's a Wii.
I've never played a Wii, so I haven't experienced it yet, so I need to see what the Xbox is up against and you know what's kicking its butt.
Yeah, the Wii is really cool. The thing I think is so weird, though, is that, you know, the Wii is motion sensor, and... Xbox 360 is, like, really, like, hardcore gaming type thing. And then the PS3 is a mix. It has a motion sensing controller, right, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's kind of like a hardcore gaming thing, but nobody likes it. It's, like it's a mix of the two best consoles. Nobody wants it. Nobody likes it.
There's and no good games for it.
Yeah.
No Halo 3.
The only game that I would get a PS3 for is Killzone 2. That has... really cool graphics, and it looks really fun, too.
And the guys who made it are friends with Bungie.
And, mm-hmm. But Halo Wars just recently beat out Killzone 2 in sales.
That's
a few thousand copies, I think.
Like, ha! Suckers!
Yeah. I must say, that's a little, I guess a little sad, almost.
Disappointing for those guys, but...
Yeah, because Halo Wars is good and all.
I think...
It's just not Halo 3.
I think the reason it's sold so much is because it has Halo in the name.
And, you know, Mythic Maps.
Yeah. But then the people who didn't get the Special Edition version just got the game. And I think that's still sold... I think this might... Halo Wars might be the one game that has more sales of Special Edition than that.
Yeah. By the way, have you pre-ordered your copy of ODST yet?
No, I've been trying to, and I can't.
Yeah, I went and pre-ordered it. It was a while back. I'm not getting the special edition with the controller.
That's a waste of money.
Yeah, it's just the controller. It's not okay. And I read somewhere, believe it or not, that all like. The print on the controller, there's actually little blips on the controller that are clues to, like, Halo Reach or something. I think that's gay. And they're just gonna post it on the internet anyway. People are gonna hold the camera up to, you know, the controller and stuff, so...
I think we haven't pre-ordered it yet, but our birthday is sometime before it comes out, and we could just ask for the pre-order for our birthday.
Yeah.
Isn't the pre-order, like, $5?
Yeah, I think
and
so.
And then pay for the game when it comes out.
No, I got it that it was, you pay for $5 of the game.
Oh, and then...
Just as assurance that you'll actually pick it up. And not just go somewhere else and buy it.
And then go there and pay for the other...
The $55.
$55 of it.
can make you pay 60 then. Go pick it up. No?
I'll say pay me 30. 60 now and I'll give you the game for free when it comes out.
The one thing that I thought was weird, though, is when I went to go pick it up, they said that the release date was September 23rd. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. At first, I was, like, a little worried, like, oh no, are they going to get, like, the shipment in a little late or something? But
and
I don't think they could do that.
Even if it is, it's just one day, which isn't that hard. But
I don't know about that.
It's still pretty hard. Like, Halo Wars, when Europe got that first, we had to wait a few days. That was torture.
Yeah, especially, you know, if they do get it, you know, like a day late or something, I might just, you know, go get it somewhere else. No, wait, I can't. Because they have the Johnson thing, the Sergeant Johnson thing, where you pre-order it and you get Johnson. So I gotta get it from GameStop now. Darn it.
Well, they're probably going to get it the 22nd, don't worry.
Or, if we get it on the 22nd, you end up getting it on the 23rd because GameStop doesn't have it. You can come to our house.
And we'll make you watch us play.
True. Play some Firefight. Which is going to be awesome. Like, use a war Horde, which was fun too.
Yeah. Did you ever play Horde?
Yeah. I liked Horde.
You know, Left 4 Dead has a Horde Firefight type mode. DLC, but it's free. Called Survival, and it's kind of fun. It's to see how long you can last. And then there are only 4 players, and when all 4 people are dead, or dead, or like can't be survived, then game ends. And like there are like bronze, silver, and gold times. It's really hard.
Also, some achievements, the supposed achievements for our Halo 3 ODST were leaked online, and I believe we have confirmation now that I posted it on Grunts.
Yeah, I saw that.
That they are indeed real.
And the vidmasters look extremely...
I know. We're going to have to, you know, really band together on those vidmasters. The one I'm dreading most, believe it or not, is like the firefight one.
Which one is that?
You have to reach, like... Because there's some sort of like ladder system as far as, you know, advancing as levels in firefights. Like there's sets, and then once you complete a certain amount of sets, it goes to like the next level or something like that. And then once you're done with that level, then it goes to blah blah. So okay, it was confusing.
What's the vidmaster do?
It's you have to reach like the fourth.
What the level. One I'm concerned about is. Go through one level in Legendary without firing a bullet, right?
Yeah.
I think you can still throw grenades and still melee.
No, you can't throw a grenade.
You can't go throw a grenade and you can't fire a shot.
Well, then that'd be good. We can just
you can melee, probably.
Do it twice, like, over live co-op. Just have one person trying to get it at a time. Do it twice. Like, you want me to get the achievement first, then I'll whack people like you...
And I'll just shoot him.
Yeah,
down.
You shoot him, we go up and whack.
That'd be good. And then there's one other
one. And then switch. Next
level. Oh, Deja Vu. I guess there's like this one level that you need to do. It's kind of like, I guess, the ghost one in Halo 3 where you have to do it on Legendary with 4 people on Xbox Live. You have to have, I think, 1 or 2 skulls on. And you can't use a vehicle.
Is it a certain level?
Yeah, it's...
If it's a certain level, then it's probably a vehicle-type level.
Yeah. It's like... I think it's something like Highway. That's gonna be a pain in the butt.
Should've just got... tried harder on the... Bungie Races World playlist.
No, because I'm glad I didn't waste my time on there, because on the Bungie update, there were, like, did you see, like, the people who sent in those angry messages saying, oh my gosh, I played for 12 hours straight and I still didn't get matched up with Bungie.
Like, You're not going to. It's a 0.0002% chance or something like that.
Yeah.
One in every...
And then you have to actually win.
I think it was one in every 10,000.
And Bungie won more games than last, too.
So even if you did get in, you'd probably lose anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, 69 to 72.
I think they said it was like 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 10,000
games. I think what they should have done was split up. They had 4 people as a team. What they should have done was split up into
14.
Four, like, one person at a time. And that way, if you just get matched with Bungie and they're on your team, you could still win recon, I think. By maybe either winning with the Bungie guy.
You know what? I like how they have those pictures of all the Bungie guys dressed up really weird.
Yeah.
Like, you lost to these guys.
This guy in the tutu and the wizard guy. And, there's one other person I forget.
Isn't there a king?
Oh, yeah, the,
Oh, yeah.
That's Shishke.
I think so.
His name's, like, Lord Britain, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else to talk
about? No, bye.
Oh, there was new pictures for the new maps came out. Yeah.
People are like searching for the skulls on those pictures, and they're like, they say they found one on every map, like on.
You really think Bungie would show the
like there's one on Longshore. There's like apparently way off in the top right. There's a little white circle. And it's too huge to be a skull. I said, you know, that is not a skull. And then somebody on midship on the ceiling, there's a glass window that you can see up, and there's like apparently a skull in there. That's not a skull either. That doesn't even look like a skull.
Yeah.
Then there's one on Citadel where it said somebody found it, but I couldn't see it. But I doubt it isn't.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that.
They wouldn't show the
only
skull
one that seems
in
like
the
it might. The only one that seems like it might be is be Longshore because it's too. It's so far back that they wouldn't really care if you found it because it wouldn't look like it because it's so far back, you know? Like, the other ones are, like, close up in the map. This is, like, far away from me. Plus, I saw on this one post that was made in July 2008 on some really weird, some website, like IGN or whatever, it said, headlong remake. It's called Longshore. You heard it here first.
Then you look at the picture and it's not even close.
But it was posted in 2008, like July, a year ago.
And it seems like it's going to be kind of like the same feel or the same play style as Headlong. But
you know what I think it looks like is Last Resort, the very back of it, between the big place and the windmill.
Yeah.
Just cut off from the windmill to the beach and just make it the beach after that. It looks kind of like that.
Yeah, only, you know, it's not. But it looks like it. It's like same style of building.
You know,
it is Bungie.
It might actually be kind of like Headlong if you think you didn't see too much in that building and that might have been like maybe it's the same building as Headlong inside, but it's different around the map.
I'm thinking, yeah, like, it's gonna kind of play like Headlong. Same style, but, yeah, it's a new map.
Remember, they said it's called Longshore before we knew anything about those three maps. The Headlong remake equals Longshore. Posted on July something 2008. Which... A year before we knew anything about ODST, a year before we heard anything.
Basically, when they canceled the announcement at E3, after they did that.
I'm glad that they did cancel the announcement because then we would have ended up even waiting even longer than we did.
Can you believe it took them 3 years to make Halo Wars? They announced it in 2006. And then it came out in 2009.
I know, it's hard to believe, like, you look at Halo Wars, and then you look at Halo 3, and they're like, these both took 3 years to make, which one's better?
Halo 3.
Yeah.
came out 2 years earlier.
I guess it's just first person shooter. I like that better. By the way, they have confirmed that Halo Reach is going to be a first person shooter. I think we mentioned that before.
I think after Halo Reach, they should, Bungie should stop making Halo games and start something totally new. Not even in the Halo universe or related to Halo.
They said
totally
that,
new.
They said that they're working on something else that's, you know, totally different.
They didn't. I don't think they said it.
They didn't say if it's Halo or not.
They said they were
working on something else that you don't know anything about. Yeah.
I hope it's not Halo. I hope they start something new, like Marathon. People keep trying to connect that to Halo.
And they said it's a different universe, and they're like, so many.
Like a new IP, so that they can actually own something and do what they want with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, really, really do what they want with it.
You mean like price it how they want, make it come out when they want?
Yeah, like Microsoft.
I hate Microsoft.
I don't. You hate Microsoft, and you hate the 360.
Even the 360 has flaws.
Huh?
Well, then why do you have one?
Because it has Halo 3.
Get Halo 3 on, guys.
Alright,
which is produced by
Bungie.
No, made by Bungie, produced by Microsoft.
Alright,
Bungie split from Microsoft, though. How are they still controlled by Microsoft?
Microsoft still owns the Halo kind of IP. Alright, so now there's another segment that I want to do. We've seen a lot of movies, since the last podcast. So, I think, it's due time that we do another Sheepdog movie review.
It's time once again for another segment of Sheepdog Movie Reviews.
Alright. Alright, so we're gonna review some movies. First off, we're gonna do like an in-depth preview. No, review.
Well, I think first we should do Up, just really quick.
You know, spoiler-filled review of Up, and then Transformers, then... I don't know. You want to do Beth Cooper next, or? And then Public Enemies, and then... Or save Beth, and then do it later.
Yeah, save Beth Cooper for the next episode.
That might be good. Though by then, I will probably have seen Harry Potter, too.
I'm not going to get either.
I think you should. You haven't even read the books, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not a Harry Potter fan. I just want to see the movie.
Have you seen any of the Harry Potter movies in the theaters?
Probably the first couple, and then you probably got gay.
There's, like, lots of action in this one. There's death in this one. You'll be happy.
Who dies?
I'm not gonna say. You're gonna have to see the movie.
I know who dies.
Who dies? Oh, wait. Which one is this? Number six?
Alright.
I know who dies.
Status report! Captain, we have incoming spoilers off the port bow! Quick, evasive maneuvers! Negative, Captain! There are too many of them! They're coming in fast! Oh, crap! Quick, brace for impact! Ah!
Alright, so, it's time for our spoiler-ridden review of Up. Okay, so, bring in Sheepdog here.
Hello, I am Sheepdog. We need to put up a picture of the Sheepdog.
It's the Sheepdog from our videos.
From Detective Awesome and Galeiko.
And making of Marlon Dilip.
And the 4th of July.
Behind the scenes of Marlon Dilip. Yeah, and I actually hold him every time we do the review.
He's more famous than you think in like 5 of our videos.
Can I just say one thing real quick? Is that making Detective Awesome 2 was the most fun I've ever had. Not just making a movie. Or not just making Detective Awesome, but of all of our movies, it is my favorite that we've ever... the most fun I've ever had making. Not my favorite movie that we've made, but the most fun I've ever had.
Yeah.
Especially staying on the beach and digging, you know, so that, like, our knees are... We're up to Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then standing right, like, the water comes up right here, so it just go over our feet, and we'd sink deeper, deeper.
I just remember that now.
Okay.
All right. So we're jumping off the...
Oh, yeah, you wanted to jump off the wharf, and I was like, oh, no, you shouldn't, you're gonna hurt yourself.
I jumped off the smaller.
Okay. So anyway, Sheepdog.
Oh, are we recording?
Yeah. So you should ask some questions, okay. Sheepdog.
Who is Up?
An old guy.
What's it about?
Well.
You can answer too, Kevin.
Yeah. Okay, so.
This old guy's sad because his wife died. So he gets a bunch of balloons and flies up in the air. Then this like...
Little Boy kid Scout is trying to help him to get his last
badge or something. Badge, gets stuck on the house. They fly to this magical forest land thing because that's what his wife wanted to do before she died.
So he's doing it for...
Yeah, so he lands. There's this bird named Kevin who follows them and stuff. And this guy...
Is Kevin gay?
Well, Kevin turns out to be a girl. So.
I think that's so funny. Kevin's a girl.
Alright, so then this hunter guy tries to chase the bird called Kevin, and the bird, like, runs off or something, and then they meet the hunter guy, and the hunter guy finds out that they know where the bird is, and so then he chases them.
And he's got a bunch of dogs with him, too, a bunch of talking dogs.
And then he, like, captures the bird and is taking the bird away, and then, what's his face? The scout kid is like, I'm going to go save him. And the old man's like, okay, you do that. I'm going to sit here in my house. And then he realizes that it's kind of boring. And so then he goes up to save the kid and the bird. Saves the kid and the bird.
There's an epic old man battle with.
The old man, the bad hunter dude, who's also an old man, he dies. And I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting him to live.
Because it's Disney. Anyway,
isn't it rated PG?
Yeah.
It was rated PG. Anyway, and then, like, at the end, the old guy loses his house and it falls off of this plane, right? And then it ends up landing right in the spot he wanted it to be the whole time.
What?
At the end, it showed his house on top of the waterfall. Right next to it, right where he wanted it to be the whole time.
And then, so they fly off in the blimp, and then the old man hangs out with the kid, and he's happy, and they live happily ever after. And that's not even including the talking dogs.
Alright.
That was my least favorite part of the movie.
Out of 5 stars, what do you give the movie?
Solid 4.
I agree with that. I give it a 4 stars.
I'm gonna give it like a 3.5 because it's not as good as the other Pixar movies.
It's not as memorable.
Yeah, I think Cars and Ratatouille were really, really good. And then Wall-E was okay. It was kind of short. And Up just wasn't too good for me. It wasn't poop too Pixar for me.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not my least favorite Pixar movie, but it's not my favorite. It's somewhere in the middle.
You know, my least favorite is the one that's made the most money, and that's Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo is your least favorite?
Yeah, and then Bug's Life.
And Bug's Life and Monsters, Inc., as I've said before, are my least favorite.
Monsters, Inc. was actually pretty good when it came out, but by now...
And they're making a Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. I'm not sure what to think of it, though. I mean, is it...
Too much?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It's been so long since the first one came out that people aren't going to be like...
Me? Although they're going to say, oh, it's for a whole new generation. And then I heard that the whole plot or something revolves around them being dumped in a daycare or something. Something like that. Andy's gone off to college and he, like, dumps all the toys in a daycare or something like that. Anyway, that's what I've heard. Anyway, so next, our review of Transformers.
Two.
Yes.
Not one.
Well, actually, technically, it's not even two. It's just Revenge of the Fallen.
And the Fallen
they
is not...
just as easily called it Transformers 2, and it would have made just as much money. Maybe more.
Revenge of... like, the Fallen is a person, not a group of people.
Yeah,
I thought that was incredibly stupid.
I thought it was stupid to call just the one dude the Fallen.
And he didn't even have anything to do with the movie, really.
He just shows up at the beginning. He goes, oh, I'm old. Kill Optimus Prime. And then he comes in at the very end and dies.
Spoiler.
We've already had the spoiler alert. So,
there were so many plot, like, holes. I saw on YouTube there were, like, 10 problems with the movie.
Yeah.
And
I, like,
if
saw...
you think about it, the movie can't actually make sense. Like, the story is not... not just because it's Transformers, but it's like, you know, there's so many mistakes that it's impossible for it to be.
Because there was a point in, like, the James Bond movie where, like, you don't even know what's going on, and he just, James Bond just realizes something and just goes after whatever.
Just because the plot is too complicated,
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this so guy betrayed somebody, this guy wants money.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I even thought of that, but it's just like, he's always just at a point where he just stops, thinks, and then runs away.
Oh, wait, this guy is a traitor, I better kill him.
Yeah, like, it's stupid. But it's cool. Anyway, back to Transformers.
The plot is...
I don't even get it. Like, I can't tell you what it's about.
The animation was extreme.
Yeah, the plot is, the effects are,
The effects are, I say, Weta and ILM need to do Halo to get it.
Weta would do Halo because they already did made Halo
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. But
and I like Weta.
Weta, I'd say...
they proved themselves with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I'd say...
Weta does, like, the aliens and up close and weapons and stuff like that, and the, ILM should do the ships and space stuff.
I think ILM did Iron Man, which is really good.
Yeah, because ILM, I think, you know, is better as far as, you know, digital stuff.
Sometimes with ILM, you can't tell if it's real or not.
Yeah. With ILM, they're better, I think, at digital stuff. With Weta, they're more... They're better with practical models and props and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I think they
should
do.
Which is what ILM used to do, but then they sold off their model-making company.
You know what's cool about Weta is that they make small things, and they actually look huge.
Yeah. That's what a model is.
Yeah.
A Pikachu.
But
miniature is what it is.
Yeah, it's like, I would choose ILM is, you know, like, in my opinion, the number one visual effects house. But next to, if ILM was excluded, it would be Weta.
Weta, they... if there was a Halo movie, you could tell that they would be brought in just because it's Peter Jackson. But they would
Peter Jackson.
They would do
but
all
they
the...
already did make a bunch of stuff.
And
like,
they would do the weapons, and they would do the, you know, all the Covenant stuff. Transformers! We're talking about Transformers.
Okay, yeah, I guess I'll mention that
It's
later.
Hard to keep talking about Transformers.
Yeah.
Just cause it's
but a... I'd say it's worth going just to see the visual effects. Like, the final battle scene, which lasts for, like, 20 minutes at, you know, the least.
Yeah.
That's, like, awesome and so chaotic.
If you're a Transformers fan, too, you'll probably like it. I'm not a Transformers fan.
You're gonna pee your pants.
Michael Jackson died right when the movie finished. Just a bit. Even when it was
Or at least when we saw it.
Yeah.
No, he was alive when we saw it, and then he was still alive after it was over.
Done.
Not for it.
Yeah.
Less than an hour after it was done. Okay, I give it probably
2.999999
stars. I give 3.5, 3.7.
You know,
the story brought it way down, because I don't remember anything about the story.
The only reason it's that high is because the visual effects were so good.
Yeah.
The visual effects were good, the comedy was good, I think it had lots of funny parts.
There were some that you could kind of see coming, like the giant robot with the two dangly wrecking balls.
Yeah.
I just thought, oh my gosh, are they going to make some sort of a joke out of that? And they did.
So I don't know what I give it. Maybe like a 3.
It's It's hard to score a movie that bad where
the effects are so good. Apparently, it's the highest grossing movie that has the worst rating.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I guess as long as...
Also,
they made money,
Did we ever review Transmorphers?
I don't want to. I think we did, but...
We're going to have to
I don't want to see the sequel.
I think we're going
to
have to.
I don't... Because. You guys can see the sequel and tell me how it sucks. Alright, I refuse to watch the sequel. I'll watch a preview for the sequel. I'm not going to watch the sequel.
They do have a preview. I've seen the preview.
After the podcast.
The preview makes it look like it's going to be another Transmorphers.
Okay, so anyway.
And it's a prequel, too.
God. Okay, so. Alright. Now to the our last movie for today, Public Enemies, which I saw.
I wanted to see that. It looked good.
It's pretty good. It's kind of,
What's it about?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's kind of on the borderline of... Ow. Sheepdog just bit me. It's kind of on the borderline of, you know, it's like a good movie where you want to see it in the theaters and, you know, an okay movie where you rent the DVD.
I have a question. Could it pass as an 80s movie?
No.
It had to have been done in this era.
Oh, you mean like could it have been, you know, made in the 80s?
Yeah, would it be the same if it was in the 80s?
It wouldn't be the same, but,
It would be...
They could have made it then. It wouldn't be the same because at times the soundtrack of it had, you know, like this cool like little... Hard to explain, little like reverse... You know how, like in the Halo Wars soundtrack where sometimes they play stuff, like a few things like in reverse and goes...
Yeah.
Kind of like that at some points. I thought it was pretty cool. One thing that I noticed, which I really liked, the gunshots were really good. Like, they actually sounded, like, real. Not like, you know, movie gunshots. They actually sounded like, you know, they put a microphone next to the actual gun and shot it. Which I really enjoyed. And there was, you know, like, a nice, you know, the gunshot was, you know, like, deep. And it was really good.
It had
good
a deep gunshot.
It was really good. The whole, you know... Speakers in the theater.
What was it about?
Anyway, it was about a guy named John Dillinger who escapes from jail, and he's
on
the lam.
Have you seen the real John Dillinger? He doesn't look a thing like Johnny Depp.
I can see just vague resemblance. Anyway, it's about this guy named John Dillinger, and he goes out and escapes and robs banks. Then this other guy comes, who's Batman, and comes and tries to catch him.
No, Batman.
He has, like, a southern accent in this, too. Like, a slight southern accent, which I thought was pretty good.
Like, American does southern. Yeah. He's good at American accents. Mm-hmm. British people are good at American accents, and then American people suck at British accents.
And so, I'm not sure if you want to hear a spoiler...
I think I'm gonna end up seeing it, so I would not like
it. It's basically how the movie ends. If you know the history of John Dillinger, I'm sure you know how it ends. I'm not sure if you guys want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Alright, if you guys don't want to hear it, you can, you know, just plug your ears and I'll whisper it into the mic or something.
Okay.
Alright, so...
Ears plug.
So basically, at the very end of the movie, people are shooting and everywhere in this house and he drives into this theater... And when he comes out, he dies. Okay, and he lives! Okay. Alright, so. Okay.
You can probably hear me in the background going. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, I just had a great idea.
Alright, so. I'd say it was, you know, a pretty good movie. The gunfights were pretty good, especially there's this one fight in the forest where they're in this cabin and people are outside shooting at him, and then he's inside shooting back.
How many stars out of 5?
Hmm. I would say this is tough because I'm not sure if I should rate it higher than Transformers or a little lower. As far as my enjoyment level, it probably was about the same as Transformers. Maybe just slightly less just because there's less eye candy. But,
give it a 3.5.
No. I'm 3.8. Because the story was better. And I heard that they really, really paid attention to, you know, making it, you know, real. Like,
authentic.
Sure. Like, this actually happened. Alright. I think that's all. Next time
matters. Did it have good acting?
Average. There was nothing.
If you see him.
There's like, nothing. There was no, like, standout scene that was, you know, like, completely outstanding, like, Oscar worthy or anything.
Nothing incredible.
No, it's just, you know, average, I would say. So. Alright, I think that wraps it up for our movie review section. Next time we'll have, you know, your guys' review for the Beth Cooper movie. And then, also, I'll probably have my review for the movie Harry Potter.
You know what I think we should say, dude? Game reviews.
That might be a good idea.
Because I could say some amazing things about Fallout 3. Because that's the best game to say to you.
By the way, if you want to loan that to me, all right.
It's you can play it forever and never stop.
Okay. All right. So, please.
Unless you left for dead.
It has an in-game clock, one of those, you know, but like every second is a minute, so you could literally play the game for 8,000 years, but nobody will age. Like 8,000 in-game years.
Wow.
You'd have to.
I think Kevin's been playing for 2 in-game views.
So, send us emails. You know, tell us what you think of the movies that we reviewed, or pretty much anything. What you ate for breakfast.
What? How awesome was the game event? Were you there? Do you wish you were there? Will you be there next time?
Yeah. Will you donate 48-hour gold lifetime to Lemonade?
So that's podcast.thomasproductionsinc.com.
Oh, and send us fan art, too. We love that.
Yeah.
Draw a picture of me, Kyle, and something good will happen. I haven't thought of it yet.
What if they give you, like, your huge nose? Like, your zits on your forehead? You retain me?
Yeah. Alright, so you make can call us, too!
Make me look Corey Von Sexy.
208-474-2690. Again, 208-474-2690. You're going to get some lady that's going to, you know, say, like, please leave a message after the beep. Don't worry, you're in the right place. Okay. Alright, so, until next time, see ya.
Bye!
Thanks for listening to The TP Cast. If you liked the show or hate it with your guts, please let us know by emailing us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com or leaving us a voicemail at 208-474-2690.
If you would like to find out more about this podcast or about Thomas Productions, please visit our website at thomasproductionsinc.com.
Please note that all non-original content featured in this podcast is the sole property of their respectful owners. On the other hand, all original content featured in this podcast is the property of Thomas Productions, Inc. It should also be noted that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of Thomas Productions, Inc., although they usually do. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on
The TP Cast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Statue of Superman.